Now, it may sound a little like gossip and Kardashian nonsense to hear the difficulties of Ivanka Trump and her troubles selling her lines of fashion products and the president defending her.
Who's been a champion for women empowerment, sure. Women in the workplace, to get to him. I think people can see through that.
30
go
seconds.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
But it's not Kardashian nonsense. This appears to be a huge compromise of the presidency on ethical grounds. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway's statement there on Fox motivated a serious rebuke, apparently, from inside the White House. Here's what White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said.
Kellyanne has been counseled, and that's all we're going to go with. She's been counseled on that subject, and that's it.
But members of the Trump team, other than Conway, may also need some counseling in the coming weeks, as that was far from the only potential conflict of interest that the Trump administration has been in the news for this week and may be in the news for going forward. We turn to Kathleen Clark, professor of law at Washington University in St. Louis and government ethics expert.
So the principle is that public office must not be used for private gain. And that's a principle that's longstanding, and then it's expressed in this regulation, which prohibits federal employees, executive branch employees, from using public office to endorse or promote a brand or a product or an enterprise. And that's what Kellyanne Conway did on the television yesterday.
What response did the administration have to make in that particular instance?
So my understanding is that Sean Spicer indicated that Kellyanne Conway had been counseled.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure what it means in this situation. Sometimes what it means is someone is admonished, scolded. It can also mean someone is schooled on what the regulations are. And I actually think one good thing that could come out of this Kellyanne Conway Ivanka incident is if the Trump White House took steps to ensure that everyone in the White House, including the president, becomes familiar with the government ethics standards for the executive branch. It's not clear that they've studied them yet.
It seems that there may be an ethical difference between, you know, taking the administration and some foreign leaders, say, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan to Camp David versus having them spend the weekend at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago in Florida. What do you think the principle is there?
I think it's completely reasonable for us to ask whether this particular side trip to Mar-a-Lago with the Japanese Prime Minister, why was Mar-a-Lago chosen? Why not Camp David? Why not a government facility that has hosted many foreign leaders in the past? Perhaps it's in the interest of the American public that they go to Florida and go to Mar-a-Lago. But because Trump has this conflict of interest, we cannot know whether he was motivated by his commercial, personal, financial interest, or whether he was motivated by a desire to help the American public and strengthen the U.S. relationship with Japan. That's why so many people, including myself, urged President Trump to disentangle himself, to divest from his commercial establishments so that we wouldn't be distracted by these concerns that he's just promoting himself rather than promoting the interests of the country.
Another on the list here that, again, evokes some of these principles that you've been talking about is discussions that the Department of Defense, you know, the Pentagon might actually have some New York office space rented out of the Trump Tower where Donald Trump was, you know, actually being president-elect for much of the time after the election, as many people who attempted to drive down Fifth Avenue know very well.
Right. On the one hand, it may be reasonable that the Defense Department wants some office space, some facility close to the president, President Trump, when he is in New York at Trump Tower. On the other hand, how can we be sure that this isn't yet another opportunity for the Trump Organization to maximize the amount of money that it extracts from the federal government? And it deserves some scrutiny, some close scrutiny in terms of both what the terms of the real estate deal will be and also whether the Defense Department is accurately assessing its needs or, in fact, perhaps overestimating it at the, you know, in order to enrich Trump. This is a situation that needs to be looked at closely.
Now, this is the hard one for me, you know, as a journalist. I want to do my job. I want to, you know, talk about the presidency. I want to be able to describe what's going on in Washington, all of that. You know, when you say it in that way, factually, it seems as though President Trump, who's in violation of the Constitution, that is a fact.
What I would say is what will happen will depend on what the people do. And I think as we could see in the last, you know, 48 hours, the people got concerned about the Ivanka tweets and the statements by Kellyanne Conway regarding Ivanka's brand. And the White House actually did respond and apparently acknowledged that there was a problem, that there was a violation, and arranged for Kellyanne Conway to be counseled. I think that incident is a significant one, but the Emoluments Clause issue is an even more significant one. And so what will happen will depend on the degree to which the public becomes as engaged on that as, frankly, it has become engaged on this Ivanka episode.
Kathleen Clark, professor of law at Washington University in St. Louis, also a government ethics expert. Thank you so much for speaking with us from Washington, D.C.
Thank you for the opportunity.